The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let's talk about the fact that Ireland is at almost full employment, unemployment falling to a 21-year low of 4.2%. But with that, there have been calls to bring more workers into the country, more immigrants to boost the labour force. Adrian Cummins is CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, how difficult are your members finding it to fill vacancies at the moment?
Good evening, Kieran. It's extremely difficult at the moment to fill all the vacancies within the hospitality sector. At the moment, we have 40,000 vacancies across the industry. And what we're trying to do is fill each and every one of those. But at the moment, because we're at full employment, the labour shortage is having a huge effect on our industry. And some businesses can't open full-time. They have to can only open 3-4 days a week because of the shortage of staff. And hence, our proposal to the government is to attract in labour from within the European Union, first of all, and even if we can't get it within the European Union, outside the EU to countries that require a work permit or a visa to get into Ireland.
Why is it so difficult?
Well, it is difficult at the moment around the application process for a work permit. And then on top of that, once you get your work permit, then you must apply for your visa. And, it's taking nearly 10 to 12 weeks just to get a work permit. That's if you have every I dotted and T crossed with your application. And then after that, once you receive your work permit, then you apply for your visa, which could take another 4 to 6 weeks as well. So we need to modernise our system. The government has proposals to review the legislation around work permits. And I think what we should do now is merge the work permit system and the visa application into one. And see, is there other countries within the European Union that does the same thing? And see, can we actually modernise and have a fit-for-purpose 21st century system? It hasn't been reviewed for nearly 30 years, I believe. And what we've said to the government, and they've acknowledged this, and yeah, they've proposed us to look at modernisation of it, but we need to fast forward that.
But pre-COVID, those same problems existed, yet, you know, there wasn't the same issue with vacancies. Is it that there were people living here who kind of went home, as it were, during COVID, or went back to countries maybe they had initially emigrated from? What happened?
So of the 40,000 employees within hospitality, we're only one sector that's crying out for staff. I'm sure it's within the construction industry, is within the tech industry and other sectors as well. A huge amount of staff that were non-Irish returned to their countries during COVID and haven't returned. And of those that returned that went to non-EU countries, so for example, those that went back to Brazil or back to China or wherever they did, we haven't seen those return back to Ireland. And over 2 years, their work permit or their visa may have elapsed. So they have to apply and start the whole process again. So, our industry is crying out for staff. We don't have that pool of staff within Ireland because we know that we are at full employment now at 4.8%. So the pool of staff that we can pull from is very, very scarce. And just to put it into context, Kieran, you can't take somebody straight off the live register and put them straight into a kitchen as a chef. You need to make sure that they're trained up. And it takes a while to train people up to have them all the skill sets to do that. And we just don't have that supply of trainees coming into our industry as well, like many other sectors that are crying out for staff.
James Lawless is with us as well. He's a Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North. James, is this something that you understand the government are actively considering, a kind of a revamp and a reform of visa rules to get more immigrant workers into the country?
Good evening. I think the first thing to say is I think this is really a problem of success. And if you look at the figures, I mean, the headline figure now, unemployment rate is up at 73%. That's a figure that I think, as you said at the start, is a 21, 22-year high. I think the last time we had those kind of figures was back at the heady days of the Celtic Tiger, around maybe 2007, when we had that kind of full employment. You'd have to go back to, I suppose, a lot further to find anything like that. So I think the other thing is that the government set a target of 2.5 million people being in work by the year 2024. So we've actually exceeded that in 2022, 2 years ahead of target. And I think that's all the more remarkable when you think about COVID and the fact that we had so many people out of work and so many businesses, you know, closed down or mothballed through almost 2 years. So I think it's actually quite incredible that we've come out the far side, all guns blazing, and actually now back to almost full employment. So just, I think, props to acknowledge that at the outset. The next point I'd make, in terms of, I think Aidan has a good point about the work permits. It's something I've seen myself on the ground, that employers are coming to me and my own constituency and saying, look, as we have X number of people being hired in or attempting to be hired in, and there's delays processing them, getting them approved. And that is certainly an issue that I've seen on the ground. And the other point I'd make, and Aidan talks about the hospitality industry, and he talks, you know, very knowledgeably, obviously, he's very embedded in that sector and does a good job representing them. But I've seen it in other sectors. I know, for example, there's multiple bus routes. I'm obviously in a commuter constituency. I represent Kildare. And half the buses running through Kildare on a daily basis appear to be not making their timetables. And the reason we're told why is because they can't get the drivers back in into those companies.
Mm.
So I think a lot of this, I suppose it's cultural, it's sort of social, and it's a great reset in terms of a lot of people who perhaps are working somewhat antisocial hours, be that weekends, be it nights, be it early mornings, whether that's driving a bus, whether it's working in a kitchen, whether it's working as, you know, night security or whatever. They maybe found the rediscovered home, the rediscovered family, and some of them said, well, you know, I don't necessarily want to go back to what I did before. But I suppose the good news is, you know, they're not all unemployed, quite the opposite. The figures would say they've actually found new things.
You're right. And listen, it is much better to be in a place of full employment where you need people to come in from abroad to take up roles than the situation we had, you know, 9-10 years ago, was quite the opposite here and right across the Eurozone. But in terms of filling those gaps and getting drivers onto those buses in your part of the world, in that commuter belt, I mean, given that the drivers, as you say, maybe have rediscovered family life and a better work-life balance and have employment elsewhere, that's what today's figures would suggest, you're unlikely to attract them back into the role. So you are going to need people from other countries to come here, aren't you?
No, 100%. And look, I think that immigration is a positive thing. I've always thought that. I think it makes for a more diverse society. For economic reasons, obviously, we need the workforce. And we need people perhaps that are that little bit more mobile, that can come in, work for a couple of years in an industry and perhaps move on again. And that's always been so it's part and parcel of a number of service industries, that there was a certain degree of a transient workforce in a good way, that people came in, maybe those that wanted to make a go of it worked their way up. Some of them wanted to do it just for a small period of time, particular reasons, given where they were at their own life stage, and then moved on. So perhaps it's that section that we're missing at the moment, people to come in from abroad. And as Adrian says, starting the EU will be the obvious
but to Adrian's to Adrian's point that the government need to reform the visa system and revamp it and make the entire process less cumbersome and quicker. Is that something the government are considering or should consider?
It's not something that's going to come before the Justice Committee, because which I chair, because it is, I suppose, technically it's under Roderick O'Gorman's department. That's all moved into that kind of immigration and equality piece under Minister Roderick O'Gorman. So they probably are looking at it. I don't want to hazard a guess, because I'm simply not across that. It's not something coming out of my committee, and I just don't want to give the wrong steer on that. But I do know that governments are committed to getting to full employment, which we've done 2 years ahead of schedule. And I see myself, and it's something I've raised parliamentary questions on in terms of the work permit system, because it does strike me, just as a constituency TD, dealing with local employers and indeed employees who are saying, because, you know, we need to get approved, we need to take up this position, or in some cases, we need to come into the country. The work permit system, and actually, if I can put it back to COVID, I think there may be a degree that some aspects of the civil service, I don't want to say are on a go slow, but some of them are not quite, you know, some of these services have not resumed full capacity, even now that we're out of COVID, and some of the perhaps work practices that crept in. So it can be slower to get a response out of certain departments. And I think there may be...
Which departments? Here.
Well, work permits are very slow. Issuing PPS numbers can be slow. I could actually just set a long list, but I'm not going to do that right now. But certainly...
But they're not working hard enough.
I don't know what it is. There seems to be some degree of inertia in certain departments. And I think that's something that needs to be tackled, so the whole system flows more smoothly and more rapidly, because these are important issues.
But this is kind of, people would say there's always a degree of inertia with the public sector if they were being unkind. But you're suggesting that this is an increased level of inertia when compared to the pre-COVID period.
I think it would be common cause across public representatives that trying to, I suppose, fast track representations and, you know, chasing down particular issues, we are seeing delays across multiple departments, not just within government, across the public sector as a whole. I think there's a degree of that. And I think some of it is explainable because people went home, you know, during COVID, etc. And new work practices came in. Much of that is very positive. Much of that is a new, more dynamic, more flexible way of working. But I think that there are certain bottlenecks have emerged.
Yeah. People probably, some people, would you suggest maybe doing a little less work at home than they were doing in the office?
Look, I suppose that's something that the whole economy is trying to get their head around, whether it's your presentism and your absenteeism.
Some people in the civil service just working, well. Not working as hard now that they're at home, basically.
Well, it can happen in the private sector as well. And I suppose many employers are now making those calls, whether they, you know, is it a good idea for people to be home 5 days a week? Is it better to have a hybrid model? Is it more efficient for people to do maybe 2 days in, 3 days out, whatever? There's a lot of different models. And every employer in the country, and probably in the world, is trying to tackle that one at the moment. And it's not necessarily clear the way forward. My own view, I think a hybrid system, because, for example, you take young people going into new employment, how do they ever meet their colleagues to form those kind of team bonds if they're not face-to-face across the canteen or whatever? So, look, I think there's pros and cons, but it's certainly a challenge, and it's a challenge to get things done, but it's not unique to the public sector.
James Lawless, Fianna Fáil TD in Kildare North, and Adrian Cummins from the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. Have you experienced that? Have you tried to deal with different departments, different public service providers, only to find that, you know, now that they're at home, maybe the laptop is getting switched off 5 minutes earlier than it used to when they were working in the office. Do let me know.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.